On tonight's Trivia Night, we're tossing out the good apples because it's time to be rotten with our Father's Day salute to bad dads from movies, music, TV, and more. What's up, Trivia Heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From 10 Things I Hate About You, to 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, to 100 Years of Solitude, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we search high and low to bring you the fiercest and freshest trivia on planet Earth. Get your own game, Jupiter. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of the Alien and Hangar 18. Just what aren't they telling us? We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along and beat those deadbeat dads dead. You'll be making memories that last a lifetime playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, your mother and I found this trivia in your room. Where did you learn how to do this stuff? From you, all right? I learned it by watching you. That's right, y'all. We're passing along our terrible traits and spending weekends with the kids with our Father's Day salute to faulty father figures in movies, TV, books, and more. So grab an axe and start chopping down that door, because all work and no trivia makes Jack a dull boy with our Bad Dad's Father's Day show on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPurr. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game, just like this, check out CrowdPurr.com after the episode. All right, let me turn this car around right now and lay down some trivia ground rules real fast. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats. Some multiple choice questions, some type in text questions without answer options, and some drag and drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/pxfki. That's trivianight.live/pxfki. to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPurr. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. And never forget, parents who play trivia have children who play trivia. Let's play! And here we go with our Bad Dad's Trivia for Father's Day, question one. Who co-produced, directed, and co-starred as deadbeat dad Harry Wormwood in 1996's Matilda? Is it A, Dustin Hoffman, B, Danny DeVito, C, Christopher Lloyd, or D, Joe Pesci? A, Dustin Hoffman, B, Danny DeVito, C, Christopher Lloyd, or D, Joe Pesci? Which one of these guys produced, directed, and starred as Harry Wormwood in 1996's Matilda? The correct answer is B. It's Danny DeVito. Director Danny DeVito's 1996 adaptation of the Roald Dahl book Matilda was a box office disappointment, but has since become a generational cult classic. People love Matilda. Let's keep things going with question two. What insulting phrase does Dewey Cox's father angrily repeat throughout Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story? Is it A, it should have been you, B, you should have died, C, why didn't you die, or D, the wrong kid died? A, it should have been you, B, you should have died, C, why didn't you die, or D, the wrong kid died? What does Pa Cox repeat to Dewey throughout Walk Hard? The correct answer is D, the wrong kid died. After Dewey accidentally chops his little brother Nate in half with a machete, you know, that common household accident, their father never misses a chance to tell Dewey that the wrong kid died. Question three is a type in text. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just gonna have to reach deep down into your generational trauma to find the answer to this. Here we go with question three. In Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby's absentee dad, Reese, imparts some terrible life advice with the maxim, if you ain't first, you're blank. Again, the question is, in Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby's absentee dad, Reese, imparts some terrible life advice with the maxim, if you ain't first, you're blank. Looking for what does Reese always say that becomes Ricky Bobby's mantra? The correct answer is last. If you ain't first, you're last. And of course, much later in the film, after Ricky has devoted his entire life to that mantra, Reese lets him know, well, that's just stupid. There's plenty of other places. There's second, third, fourth, hell, even fifth. Moving on to question four. Who scored his only Billboard number one in 1974 with the classic ode to bad dads everywhere, Cats in the Cradle? Is it A, Jim Croce, B, Harry Chapin, C, John Prine, or D, Gordon Lightfoot? A, Jim Croce, B, Harry Chapin, C, John Prine, or D, Gordon Lightfoot? Looking for who had their only number one hit in 1974 with Cats in the Cradle? The correct answer is B, Harry Chapin, The Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. That song, Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2011. Good job, Harry. Made up for those bad dads everywhere. Question five. What is the last name of questionable father figure Rick on the hit animated series Rick and Morty? Is it A, Stevens, B, Smith, C, Sanchez, or D, Stewart? A, Stevens, B, Smith, C, Sanchez, or D, Stewart? What's Rick's last name on Rick and Morty? The correct answer is C, Sanchez, Rick Sanchez. Morty's last name is Smith, but Rick's last name is Sanchez. At least that's what they tell me. Never seen a single episode of Rick and Morty. Please don't at me. All right, question six is a drag and drop reorder. I'm going to give you four answer options, and you just got to put these into the order that I'm asking you to put them in. So here we go with a drag and drop reorder, question six. List these legendary big screen bad dads in the order in which they made their cinematic debuts. And your bad dads are Jack Torrance, Daniel Plainview, Darth Vader, and Royal Tenenbaum. Again, your bad dads are Jack Torrance, Daniel Plainview, Darth Vader, and Royal Tenenbaum. Which order do these bad dads hit the big screen? And the correct order is Darth Vader, Jack Torrance, Royal Tenenbaum, and Daniel Plainview. Darth Vader debuted, obviously, in Star Wars in 1977. Jack Torrance came to us in The Shining in 1980. Royal Tenenbaum was the star of The Royal Tenenbaums in 2001. And Daniel Plainview drank all of your milkshake in There Will Be Blood in 2007. Let's keep it going with question seven. What is the first name of the punishing and heartless Lannister patriarch on the hit series Game of Thrones? Is it A, Tywin, B, Tyrion, C, Tytos, or D, Tommen? A, Tywin, B, Tyrion, C, Tytos, or D, Tommen? What's the first name of the bad dad Lannister in Game of Thrones? The correct answer is A, it's Tywin Lannister. He's the bad dad. And believe it or not, if you've never watched that show, all of these names are the names of different Lannisters, but Tywin is the dad. Here's a little fun fact about Charles Dance, the guy who plays Tywin Lannister on Game of Thrones. He made his big screen debut in 1981 in the James Bond movie, For Your Eyes Only. Question eight. Which alternative rockers released the autobiographical Deadbeat Dad Takedown, Father of Mine, in 1997? Is it A, Dishwalla, B, Everclear, C, Harvey Danger, or D, Sponge? A, Dishwalla, B, Everclear, C, Harvey Danger, or D, Sponge? Who sang Father of Mine in 1997? The correct answer is B, it's Everclear. I remember that era very, very well. Anytime that little guitar intro came on the radio, that was the signal to change the channel. But, you know, kudos to you, Everclear. Father of Mine was a big hit for you in 1997. And you got some of those demons off your back. Here we go with question 9. What legendary actor landed his first Best Actor Oscar nomination as an abusive military father in 1980's The Great Santini? Is it A, Robert Duvall, B, Robert De Niro, C, Roy Scheider, or D, Jeff Bridges? A, Robert Duvall, B, Robert De Niro, C, Roy Scheider, or D, Jeff Bridges? Who landed his first Best Actor Oscar nomination for The Great Santini as a bad dad in the military? The correct answer is A, Robert Duvall. Now, when he got his first Best Actor Oscar nomination, Robert Duvall already had 2 Best Supporting Actor nominations for The Godfather and Apocalypse Now, both directed by Francis Ford Coppola. I think these guys figured out, hitch your wagon to some stars in the 70s and you'll get a lot of Oscar nominations. Worked for Pacino, De Niro, a whole bunch of others. Question 10. In which MCU film does Galactic Bad Dad Thanos make his first appearance? Is it A, Captain America the First Avenger, B, The Avengers, C, Iron Man 3, or D, Thor the Dark World? A, Captain America the First Avenger, B, The Avengers, C, Iron Man 3, or D, Thor the Dark World? Which of these MCU films does Thanos make his first appearance? Correct answer is B, The Avengers. Incidentally enough, The Avengers is also the only MCU film in which Josh Brolin does not play Thanos. I can't remember the name of the guy who does. Almost as if he was snapped out of existence. Oh, yep. I'll be here all week. Before we find ourselves in a protracted custody battle over the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. Pick from our library of 100% original trivia games. We've got over 1,300 and counting. Or you can write your own. Add fun images, videos, and GIFs. You can share the link to your game with your crowd and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. All right, and we're back ready to close out this Bad Dad's Father's Day edition of Trivia Night. And let's do that with question 11. Who plays a petulant and competitive newly divorced dad in 2005's The Squid and the Whale? Is it A, Bill Pullman, B, Bill Paxton, C, Bruce Greenwood, or D, Jeff Daniels? A, Bill Pullman, B, Bill Paxton, C, Bruce Greenwood, or D, Jeff Daniels? Who played a newly divorced, petulant papa in 2005's The Squid and the Whale? The correct answer is D, Jeff Daniels. And to prove to you that Jeff Daniels is an amazing actor and not petulant at all, he has recorded 6 music albums to benefit the Purple Rose Theater Company, which he founded in 1991. Moving on to question 12. In which Shakespeare tragedy does the titular dad kill his stepchildren and bake them into pies? Is it A, Othello, B, King Lear, C, Titus Andronicus, or D, Richard III? A, Othello, B, King Lear, C, Titus Andronicus, or D, Richard III? In which of these Shakespeare plays does the title character kill and then bake his children into pies? The correct answer is C, Titus Andronicus. Shakespeare came out of the gate swinging and wrote his first tragedy sometime between 1588 and 1593, and that tragedy was Titus Andronicus, which is his most graphic and bloody play. Moving on to question 13. What comedic actor plays a father who exploits his son's accidental death in the satirical film World's Greatest Dad? Is it A, Seth Rogen, B, Robin Williams, C, Jim Carrey, or D, Vince Vaughn? A, Seth Rogen, B, Robin Williams, C, Jim Carrey, or D, Vince Vaughn? Which of these funny men plays a bad dad in the satirical movie World's Greatest Dad? The correct answer is B. Robin Williams, the late, great, and much missed Robin Williams. And if you do check out World's Greatest Dad, keep an eye out for a blink and you might miss it, cameo from Nirvana bass player Chris Novoselic, who is friends with the director Bobcat Goldthwait. Question 14. What stylish filmmakers' movies inspired the real-life annual art exhibition known as Bad Dads? Is it A, David Fincher, B, Paul Thomas Anderson, C, Darren Aronofsky, or D, Wes Anderson? A, David Fincher, B, Paul Thomas Anderson, C, Darren Aronofsky, or D, Wes Anderson? Which of these stylish filmmakers inspired the real-life art show Bad Dads? The correct answer is D, Wes Anderson. The first Bad Dads show opened in San Francisco in 2011 and has since expanded to include over 400 different artists and their interpretations of characters, settings, and more from the films of director Wes Anderson, which if you're a fan of his, you can easily attest that almost every single one of his films features a bad dad of some sort. All right, so far, we've covered deadbeat dads, pop punk papas, and a dad who killed half the world's population with just one snap. We've got time to sink our teeth into one last question about bad dads. Something with some substance. Something with some meat on the bones. So let's wrap up Bad Dads trivia with question 15. What Spanish artist created the haunting, violent painting Saturn Devouring His Son? Is it A, Salvador Dali, B, Francisco Goya, C, Pablo Picasso, or D, Joan Miró? A, Salvador Dali, B, Francisco Goya, C, Pablo Picasso, or D, Joan Miró? Which of these Spanish artists painted the violent, terribly violent painting Saturn Devouring His Son? The correct answer is B. It's Francisco Goya. And he originally painted Saturn Devouring His Son directly onto the walls of his home sometime between 1819 and 1823. I believe that's what's called al fresco. The painting was then transferred onto a canvas after Goya died in 1828. And if you want to see just how cool and bloody and violent and gory this painting is, you just got to check it out for yourself by going to crowdpur.com. Well, Papa don't preach, because I've made up my mind. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. A 5-star review and a share with your friends really helps boost this show. Be the dang paterfamilias of trivia on social media. You can tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have an idea for a topic that you'd like to see featured on a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out crowdpur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.